Thank you and good afternoon. The California Highway Patrol has recovered the gray Jeep that was involved in a hit-and-run collision that killed two teenage girls in Fortuna on Tuesday night. The suspect involved in the collision has been identified by the CHP, however, no arrests have been made, and the identity of the suspect is being withheld at this time. The driver fled from the scene after striking two 14-year-old girls who were skateboarding on Eel River Drive. One of the victims died at the scene, while the second girl succumbed to her injuries at an Oakland hospital on Wednesday morning. CHP officers located the Jeep at one of the victim's residences, and a search warrant was obtained to collect any evidence at the property related to the collision. A canine unit with the Trinity County Sheriff's Office suffered a severe stab wound after deputies responded to a marijuana grow site this morning. Dispatch was notified that canine officer Johnny was stabbed in the neck by a suspect who fled the scene of a grow site at a location that was not disclosed by the Sheriff's Office. Deputies detained 32-year-old Clemente Lopez, and Johnny was chasing down the second suspect when the suspect produced a 10-inch knife. Johnny suffered a severe laceration to the left side of his neck, and the second suspect fled in a heavily wooded area. Johnny and his handler were airlifted to the Weaverville Airport to go to a nearby animal hospital. The sheriff's office reports that Johnny is in stable condition. 29-year-old Cody Lee Myers was located in Hoopa by Humboldt County deputies on Wednesday night after being on the run since Monday. Myers attacked a 50-year-old Hoopa man with a machete near the Hoopa Mini Mart and inflicted serious injuries to the victim, who is in stable condition. Deputies, along with the California Highway Patrol, got a tip that Myers was near the Hoopa Mini Mart hiding in brush nearby. Law enforcement searched the immediate area, and after a brief foot pursuit, Myers was taken into custody. He was booked into county jail for attempted homicide. On Wednesday, 22-year-old Derek Charles Payton was sentenced to 11 years in prison for voluntary manslaughter, as well as assault with a deadly weapon, during a shooting in Eureka in October of last year. Elliot Whalen, Nicholas Demmerer, along with a third man, went to Payton's home on Watson Street to settle a debt related to a drug deal, and the three left with marijuana. Payton followed the three men outside and fired gunshots, striking Whalen and Demmerer. Whalen would later die at St. Joseph's Hospital, while Demmerer was treated after being shot in the shoulder. Payton was arrested a few days later by Eureka Police. Payton must serve at least 85% of the maximum 11-year sentence. The Arcata Police Department is searching for a white male adult who robbed the Gas for Less station on Alliance Road at gunpoint late Tuesday night. The man entered the store with what was described as either a shotgun or a muzzle-loader rifle and fled north on Alliance with an undisclosed amount of cash. Anyone with information related to the whereabouts of the suspect is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka residents driving on Myrtle Avenue should anticipate controlled traffic in front of the Shell gas station as repairs wrap up tomorrow. Work crews have been busy repairing a broken sewer lateral in the road, and crews have been controlling traffic in the area. Residents should expect short delays. Dan Squire has news from Humboldt State University.
Humboldt State University has hired an outside consulting firm, Strategic Edge, to study its athletic department over the course of the next 4 months. The athletic department is operating with a structural deficit and has nearly exhausted its reserves as it struggles to keep up with the increasing costs of salaries, team travel, and scholarships. Strategic Edge will study the operations and funding for athletics and present their findings by the end of November so that the school can implement any needed changes by the next fiscal year. Currently, athletics is funded through the student and structurally related activity fees and fundraising efforts, but operating expenses in 2015-2016 and the current financial situation surrounding athletics are not sustainable long-term.
Thank you, Dan. The North Coast Unified Air Quality Management District has opened the application period for two empty positions on the district's hearing board. The positions are attorney alternate and medical professional alternate, and applicants must live in one of Humboldt, Del Norte, or Trinity counties. Resumes and letters of intent are being accepted until August 12th, and for more information on the vacant positions, you can contact the Air Quality Management District. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.